Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Max's top 10 finalists, Ian Douglas. Ian, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
Mate, how are you doing today?
Great.
Awesome. Look, Ian, you know, just a few weeks ago, you found out that you made the top 10 for the Max's January challenge. What has the past couple of weeks been like for you?
The last couple of weeks? Well, they've actually been frustrating after the challenge because I felt a little bit lost, actually, because like I finished such a routine and then I wasn't exactly sure where to keep going in regards with going to the gym and maintaining. I didn't know how to maintain my diet because I wasn't sure if I wanted to just keep losing weight or build up muscle. So I chose to join the challenge pretty much straight away to keep that routine going, which I already loved, knowing that there's a routine and something that I can follow, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, even just that is a common narrative we see in the challenge where some people might be training before the challenge and then they join the challenge and there's some structure, there's some routine, great, happy days, we're on track. And then once we finish the challenge, maybe we don't have an end date in sight, we don't have a program now. We're kind of like, oh, well, I'm not sure. Maybe I want to lose a bit of weight. Maybe I want to build a bit of muscle, maybe both. Maybe I just want to maintain where I am. Some may choose to have a little bit of time off. And some may join us straight back like what you have. And I think anywhere we go is totally fine, right? Because we're kind of involving ourselves in that lifestyle where we're going, hey, like I want to train, I want to eat well, I want to feel good, I want to continue feeling good in my body. And that's exactly what you've done now that you've completed the challenge with a really great result. And then we're moving into that next challenge, right? Now, Ian, you know, I know a little bit about you reading your profile online, but there might be a few people listening who might not know who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Ian?
I am just a normal person. I'm 45, I think. Yeah, just turned 45 during the challenge. I am a compositor, which just means put films, do special effects for films and stuff like that. And I was just feeling unhealthy and crappy and found the challenge and strangely found it on Instagram 2 days before it started or something. So I joined up that night by weird coincidence. And yeah, that's I'm a very uninteresting person, but yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your work. Are you mainly working from home?
No. I work over at, I'm in Sydney. So I work over at Fox Studios. And I was actually, I don't know if anyone knows the film, but I was working on Mortal Kombat, the film. And that was wrapping up right near the end of the challenge, which was very frustrating because we were working, you know, massive hours and I had to try and fit the gym in through that. But that was fine. I somehow managed that. But
yeah.
I don't know if that answered the question.
Okay. So you're at Fox Studios in Sydney and you're probably working long periods of time, especially when you've got a new movie coming out, such as Mortal Kombat. It's hit cinemas now. And yeah, I'm sure that we can speak about that in a little bit about some of the challenges you may have faced, you know, maybe sitting down for long periods of time, finding time to go to the gym and even things like food, right? I'm sure that you were in a studio and maybe they were catering, maybe not, maybe you had to bring in your own food, those types of things. So like, can you speak briefly about what was it like, especially towards the end of the challenge where you had all these work commitments and then you were still trying to complete the challenge? Like, what was the narrative like?
Honestly, I thought it was going to be hard, but I just kind of set a time. I just went, no, I'm going. I don't care how busy I am. This is for me and I'm just going to do it. So I set off at lunch and I just went to the gym. And it may have taken 1.5 hours or more by the time I got to the gym and did the thing, came back. But I just went, if I have to work extra late, so be it. I'm just going to make the time. It's really that simple if you really want it to be. You just go, no, sure, I might have to work till midnight that night, but I'm going to go and make the time for myself. Same with walking. Like, I would always try and get those steps in, not try, I would do. And sometimes I was, again, walking till midnight. just to get those 10, 12, 14,000 steps in a day. I just did it.
Yeah. So you kind of made it a big priority in your day-to-day life, right?
It became my main priority, to be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is something I'm going to do and I'm going to stick with it and do it properly. And I think that's why the results came, because I just made it my priority to look after myself and actually do it.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy with the way I was before this challenge started. And you can see the progress happening, and it makes you want to keep going. So I did.
Good. Well, look, Ian, could you tell us maybe a little bit of a story about why you chose to sign up? So you mentioned that you saw on Instagram, maybe an ad came up just a few days before the challenge. What was the moments like leading up to that, finding that post? You kind of mentioned that you weren't happy with the way you look. Were you training? Were you exercising? Were you involved in fitness? Why did you choose to join the challenge in January?
Well, I have always been really active, like rock climbing 3 days a week and mountain biking on the weekends, and used to go to the gym like 5, 6 years ago, and always was the same weight no matter what. And then over the last COVID year, I take it, it just went bad, I guess. I just sat there and read at lunchtime, and just, I guess, to be honest, I would probably get maybe 500 steps in a day, if that. You'd ride my motorbike to work, read at lunch, ride the motorbike home, and do nothing all weekend. And it just kept building up over the year. And then suddenly I was walking around going, what the hell is this stomach? Where did that come from? And then I kept going, I'm going to go to the gym. And I just didn't. And so I just felt, I saw that challenge and I went, right, I just need that little push, that little bit of something to make me go, I guess. And from the second I did it, I didn't regret it once. I just went, oh, that's what I needed. Maybe that's what other people need. Just something to hold you accountable, I guess, is the main thing.
Yeah. So it sounds like you almost, as soon as you signed up to the challenge, you kind of made that internal decision. It suddenly clicked inside of you, like, yeah, that's it. I'm done with old Ian. I'm now the new Ian, right? Almost like reborn, as you would, into, you're back into fitness, you're back into walking, you're back into the gym, you're back into all these things. Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah. It's a switch that just goes, right, healthy. And I brought my wife into that as well, as she is totally into it now. She didn't want to do the challenge again this time because she's not into the public side of it or anything, but mm-hmm. we walk together, she does the weights at home and everything like that. It kind of just changes your life once you start, if you want it to, and it changes every aspect of your life. Like, you start thinking about nutrition, you start reading labels, you start not wanting to eat crap, really. You don't even really want to go. Well, I kind of get annoyed having to go out to dinner and stuff. I'm going, this isn't part of my schedule or plan.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. When we talk about what you experience, it's an identity change, right? And I first heard of this concept by, Tony Robbins, where you'll talk about how change happens in a moment. And for some listening, they might be thinking, well, no, like, I've been trying to lose weight for years. I've been trying to go to the gym for years. And I think when we look at that word, like, I've been trying to, it's like, well, okay, you've committed to trying to, you haven't committed to change. And it sounds like you've made that change in an instant. You're going, like, you know, you almost clicked your fingers and go, yep, well, that's it. I'm now the fit guy, right? And you kind of change your identity. And then all those other behavioral things just fell in place, where you're like, well, yeah, I am the person that goes for a walk at lunchtime. And yeah, I'm going to go to the gym, even if I have to work until midnight that night, right? And sure, our body might take a few weeks, a few months, a few years to adapt to that change, but change can happen in an instant, like what we've seen you go through, Ian, where you've just changed your whole person, and then you've influenced now your partner and probably influenced some people in your workplace, maybe some other friends that you're around, to start thinking about your health and reading labels and these types of things. And now you're on track to keep on going for a very long time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right about influencing people. So many people would come up to me and go, I want to kind of do that now. And quite a few of my friends are actually now at the gym and they're doing it. And some of them wanted to do the challenge. They only kind of found out about it this week and stuff. So missed out on that one. But
next one, it's okay.
People can actually see the change, and it's really not that hard.
No.
As long as you stick to it.
Yeah. So, talking, maybe using one of your friends as an example, when they came to you and they were like, oh, you know, Ian, where do I start? What do I do? What were some maybe actionable things you mentioned to them so that they could just start the process themselves? Like, what advice were you giving people?
Just go. I mean, that's all I can really think of. There's nothing that I'm aware of that I don't really know, man. Sorry. It's just, yeah. Like, just do it. Like, it's really, for me, it's just make the time and do it. There's no magic. I don't know. I didn't answer that question well. No,
that's okay. That's okay. I think, like, when we're thinking about the beginner steps for someone to make that change, right? Sometimes diving in the deep end and doing everything can be daunting for some people. It can be exhilarating for others, being like, well, yeah, I'm going to change everything. But some of us just need, you know, those little steps, like maybe focusing on their step count, right? The little step is to focus on your steps, all right? Become aware of how many steps you're doing today and then, all right, try to beat it tomorrow. Or maybe work out your weekly average this week and try to beat that next week, right? Or maybe they're just drinking a little bit more water or having one salad a day or just becoming aware of the food intake. And sometimes just take those small steps and one leads to the next, leads to the next. And then you make the top 10 like you have, Ian, right?
Surprisingly,
No, look, you should be very proud of what you've achieved, mate. You put us all away. Look, Ian, let's talk about some challenges. So I'm sure that it wasn't all, at the moment, it sounds like everything kind of fell in place for you, but I'm sure it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows.
No,
can you speak about some of the challenges that you may have faced over the past 12 weeks? And you've already alluded to work and your work schedule and stuff, but can you speak about some challenges that you may have faced?
Absolutely, yeah. First of all was the damn pain. For the first time back at the gym in 6 years, I'd say. Yeah, over 6 years. That went quick.
Are you talking about DOMS?
DOMS being...
Yeah, like muscle soreness after the gym?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, you know, I expected that. Then I personally, I had back issues. I think it's either back or neck, one of the two. It could be both. And I had the pain reoccur around week 6 or 7, and I started going to the physio and stuff to try and see what was happening, and I kind of recovered a little bit, and then by about week 10-11 it hit really hard, the pain again, and by most of week 11 I couldn't even go to the gym, which was, I could do a little bit of arm stuff, but that was about it. I couldn't do any back or core stuff. I couldn't do squats or deadlifts pretty much from week 5. So I had to improvise and do a whole bunch of research on what I can do in place of all those exercises. Yeah. And so that was a real downer, to be honest. Like, honestly, during week 11, I thought, I'm just going to quit because I didn't want to cause any more damage. But I just went to the physio and he kind of trained me properly through it, how to do correct lifts and what not to do, which was way too many exercises that I couldn't do.
Yeah.
That was the main challenge. That was quite a big one. And then mentally getting through that, that also flowed through into this week where I got, the same thing happened again. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I can do this challenge.
Yeah.
Screw it. I'm just going anyway. Like, I just came back from that.
Yeah.
You just have to teach yourself or go to a physio and learn what you can and take it gently, I guess. Yeah. I got online, I think one of the previous challenges, I can't remember the winner from about 2 months ago. He had back issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't do squats or deadlifts or anything. So I figured out that you can keep going.
Yeah, talking about injuries, that's a common towel thrower, right? If you hurt yourself and you're in the challenge, like, well, that's the challenge done for me. And I think in that moment, you kind of decide, all right, am I going to stop now? And I understand if the pain levels are really high, you might have to stop. Or you can decide, okay, how am I going to work around this, right? And this might be Coach Steve, osteopath, coming through. I think whenever I see patients come in with back pain in the clinic, we need to figure out what they can do rather than what they can't do. And you kind of mentioned your physio probably gave you a list of things you can and can't do. You know, most of the times we want to be highlighting the things that we can do. And sure, okay, we can't do X, Y, and Z yet, but we want to be highlighting like, hey, all right, you might be experiencing high levels of pain when you deadlift, squat, do some back work, do some core work, but we can still train our shoulders, our chest, our arms, maybe our calves. Maybe we could use a bit of body weight, maybe some light calisthenics, these types of things, probably lots of things that we still can do, right? But it's just our willingness to do that, being like, okay, do you want to make yourself better in this instance? Or are you going to put yourself in that position and go, well, I'm just going to go sit on the couch. It's not for me. I'll try again next year, next month, next week, 10 years down the track, whatever it is, right? So it sounds like you did the right thing. You went and saw a physio, went and seeked out professional help. That's the first step where you go, okay, what am I going to do? I need to figure out what's wrong. go seek help. And then you did some light research, right? So you probably went onto something like maybe Google or YouTube or something similar. Is that right?
The old Dr. Google,
right? And that can be helpful where we go, okay, start to understand what's happening. Is it a disc? Is it a facet? Is it a muscle? Is it a ligament? What's happening in my body? And then we can start taking those steps to improve ourselves, right? And you were pretty diligent with your rehab process that your physio would have prescribed to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then you found changes once you were following that rehab process, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I relearned. Look, honestly, I didn't know squat going into the challenge, so who knows what my, well, I know my form was bad and I was doing stuff that was beyond my level.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's on me, obviously, deadlifting 80 kilos when I should have been doing 30 or something because my form was just pathetic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So being taught how to do it properly and then told exercises that I can and can't do and then all the stretches he gave me to do to heal myself and try and not damage muscle further.
I like that. I like that. And I think whenever we experience pain, it's kind of like a learning experience, right? So it was your body's signal to tell you, being like, hey, and something's not quite right here. Like maybe we are pushing ourselves a little bit too fast, too quickly, or maybe there's a better way to do this. Because at the moment, your tissues are struggling to keep up, right? And again, it was almost like a humbling experience where you go, okay, I'm going to take a step back and start the learning process, right? Mm. So that kind of leads me into like my next kind of question. You know, talking about learning things, you've mentioned that you went into the challenge not knowing squat. Maybe you knew what a squat kind of looked like. Maybe you knew what a deadlift kind of looked like. You knew what you kind of should be eating, but I'm sure you learned a whole load of things along the way. So can you speak about a couple of things that maybe you learned about yourself, about fitness, about nutrition, about exercise throughout the past 12 weeks while completing the January challenge?
Yeah, yeah. Nutrition would be number one, specifically the amount of food you can eat and the correct types. Because, you know, I'm vegan anyway, that is frustrating on the bodybuilding, not that I'm a bodybuilder, but on that side of things. But going, I think I actually emailed you on the forum when it first started, going, what the hell is going on? I put on like 6 kilos or something in the first 2 weeks. I was going, this is not like lean and trim or whatever that thing is. I was panicking going, because I had no idea about the nutritional side of things and I never ate correctly, like in as much as the amounts or time. I would just skip breakfast, eat a salad sandwich for lunch and then just eat dinner at about 10, 11 o'clock at night every night and just eat so much because I was starving, but with no exercise. Yeah, just learning the nutritional side, following the plan. What was the other thing? Constantly researching proper form for weightlifting and constantly on YouTube watching videos on just weightlifting and stuff kind of overtakes your life in a strange way.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Every aspect of it, like you go from the nutrition to the actual gym and then the walking afterwards and it just kind of
takes over.
I'm kind of going off topic here. I'm not sure.
Well, let's go to YouTube. Can you name a few maybe channels that you really enjoyed? Were there a few people that you like their content, like their videos, those types of things?
Strangely, I'm constantly, so is my wife, constantly watching Greg Doucette, if you know him.
Yeah.
Just because he's damn hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't remember the other guy. Really sarcastic guy and he's just a tank and he does really short videos. Sorry, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
He just does really to the point videos. Do this. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
But no bullshit.
Yeah.
Just
not like that. I think if I was to take myself back to when I was first kind of transitioning into fitness, right? It was when I was a teenager, so I was like 18 or so. And I remember that was just as like social media was kicking off and these types of things. And as I kind of transitioned into that fitness identity, I slowly changed every aspect of who I was, right? So I started following different people online. I started watching different videos on YouTube. I started having posters and magazines and textbooks, all the bits and pieces, right? And I think even just thinking about our world that we build now with social media as an example, we're so influenced by the media that we see. And we can actually have a little bit of power over the media that kind of comes into us, such as we're following X, Y, and Z people who post exercise demonstration videos all day, every day. Every time you open up Instagram, you're going to see exercise videos all day, every day. Like for me, talking about Instagram as an example, all I follow are researchers, right? So all I see on my Instagram page is just like the latest research summaries so that I can keep up to date within fitness, within the clinical world, those types of things. And that's similar with the channels that I follow on YouTube, right? So I follow people like Jeff Nippard or Athlete X, Jeff Cavalier, and a few other guys and girls, bits and pieces, where then I'm only exposed to those people and I'll be like, oh yeah, okay, I like this. So I kind of miss out on all the kind of like the bullshit side of fitness, like all the influencers and stuff. And I kind of choose who I follow, right? And that kind of slowly shapes me into who I am. So I kind of have control over what I see. And it's awesome to see that it kind of encompassed your life too, where when you weren't going to the gym, when you weren't working out, what did you do as a hobby? Oh, well, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, whatever it is, but I'm kind of looking at fitness-based things, I'm at nutritional-based things. I've now become interested in this. It's now like my hobby, right? And it's what you do, right? So it sounds like, you know, you've just completely changed your identity and now the challenge is easy. So we've got to change that word challenge to make it just the change, right? So you change yourself and now this is who Ian is now, where you're fit, you're active and you do the fitness thing, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. It's the lifestyle. It's to be honest, I mean, it's the way I used to be when I was younger, but life gets in the way as always.
Yeah.
And it's just trying to bring it back to proper healthy lifestyle. I mean, this is the way you should be living, really. Yeah.
Exactly. Good. Life changes and that's okay. And you're not a bad person because you stopped exercising for a few years and that happens to all of us, right? You move house, you change jobs, maybe you have some kids, you get a new relationship, all these things happen to us. And heck, even that big thing, COVID, that kind of came in and attacked us. You know, like these things happen and it's all about what you do next, right? And you took that step to make that change and here we are now. So congratulations for doing that. Look, Ian, let's finish up with some advice. So if someone came to you today and they said, Ian, I'm about to start the challenge or I wanted to get fit and healthy. Now, what advice, more so than what we spoke about a little bit earlier, what advice would you give that person who was about to maybe start the challenge or about to start their fitness journey themselves?
Well, personally, I mean, if it was just you with no experience or no person helping you, like myself, I had no gym partner, no anybody to kind of push me along or show me the ropes, if that makes sense. Like either have someone to help push you along and help make you go to the gym or make sure that you do, not saying this because it's you guys, but, you know, make sure you have something like the challenge, because honestly, I was on that website or your website every day. It just also really helps looking at all the other people coming along and looking on the forum and understanding challenges that other people have. Like I had the issue with why I should be eating this much. And I asked you and you replied straight away. You lay out everything for me so I don't need to go into the gym like an idiot just doing things that are going to hurt me, because the plan is there that I can follow. The nutrition is there. Like literally, I like everybody else, I guess. I do meal prep because otherwise I found as soon as I didn't do the meal prep, everything went crazy. I was like, oh, I just grab stuff out of the fridge. I'll just have this for dinner. And then I have no idea. And then suddenly you're snacking because you don't know if you've done the calories. The schedule is there and it keeps you on track. But if you just by yourself and you're just to go to the gym, you're not really going to know enough to really lose the weight. If that's your goal, you know, like my goal was to lose about 8, 9, 10 kilos. And I don't think without having the schedule and your planning there, I would have been able to do it. I would have just gone to the gym, just lifted weights, or the diet part wouldn't be there, or I would have just dieted and done dieting and done half-assed gym. Does that make sense? Like that would be my thing. Yeah. Also have somebody showing you the way and don't go in ego at the gym. Just do what you can. It's not about lifting 100 on the bench press. It's about working out for yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt yourself in the first 2 weeks. You don't know what you're doing. You need advice and stuff,
yeah,
which is, or you hurt yourself like me.
Look, that's quality advice. I really like that. And you're right. You know, I think going to the gym or starting a fitness program is kind of a humbling experience because we're starting something new. And even if you have been going to the gym for a long time, there's a chance that you might not have been doing it correctly. And it might be worth being a beginner again and starting from the basics and going, okay, I've been doing it this way for a really long time. What if I tried it this way? What if I retaught myself how to bench press, how to squat, how to deadlift, right? Maybe I went and seeked advice in an online program like we offer, or maybe I seek advice from a healthcare professional like a physio, right? Or maybe I asked the people in the gym, like maybe there was a PT that was there to help me, or heck, even invested in someone face-to-face for a short period of time to help you with those movements, right? And even things like nutrition. I think all humans, we eat every day, right? So we're all somewhat of an expert at eating, right? Because we've done it for our entire lives, but it can be a little bit of an internal experience to go, well, maybe I've been eating wrong for a really long time and maybe there's a better way to do this. And we hope that the challenge offers that information or at least gives you a path and a structure going, hey, okay, these are the steps or these are the principles or this is a framework that you can follow so you can lose those 10 kilos that you want or build muscle or feel confident in your body again, which you have now, Ian. And look, I'd like to just wrap it up there. Look, I want to take a moment, Ian, to thank you for donating your time to be part of the Challenge Podcast. And look, you should be so proud of the effort that you've put in and the results you've achieved. You know, you really are like a superhero now. And basically, you might as well be in the movies that you edit and be one of those characters in the Mortal Kombat. Maybe no fatalities there, but you know, you should be so proud of the results that you've achieved and so proud that you are inspiring other people to live a healthier life. So congratulations. Welcome back to the fit Ian that you were earlier in your life. And, you know, big congratulations for making the top 10.
Thanks, Steve. Didn't expect that, but some of those guys were amazing results. So I honestly didn't even slightly expect to be up there with some of those people, but I'm glad I did.
Definitely earned it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.